Well, tis the summertime, and tis the time to summer stroll. Summer stroll for epilepsy. We've talked about this prior, before. We'll talk about this in the future because it's all for a good cause, and it all happens right here in West Michigan. Mark your calendar for July 15th. Head to John Ball Zoo, where we will stroll for epilepsy. A pleasure to speak with you about the details. Andrea Schottifer, Development Manager with the Epilepsy Foundation of Michigan. Good morning to you, Andrea.
Good morning. Good morning, Shelley. Thank you so much for having me on. We always love any opportunity we have to talk about what we do and what we have going on, especially in the Grand Rapids area.
That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit. First of all, this event is a Saturday. It's at the zoo, and you do a good job of, well, basically celebrating awareness and more. What's your intent?
Pardon me?
What's the intent of the stroll?
The intent? Well, really, it comes down to, first of all, yes, it is absolutely a fundraiser. It is how we are able to fund the programs and services that we have. But even more than that, it is a great opportunity for us to spread awareness about epilepsy. So many people don't realize how many people it affects. And really, oftentimes, people will attend these events, and they will come up to us, and they'll say, oh, my goodness, I had no idea how many people in my backyard were affected by epilepsy. So, yes, the intent is that it's a fundraiser, which is very important for us to continue our mission, but also it goes down to the fact that it's a way to build awareness and connection.
What is epilepsy, before I get into the details of the stroll?
Yeah. Epilepsy is a neurological disorder. It's characterized by reoccurring unprovoked seizures.
How does one... there is often not a cause is there genetic inheritance here?
Actually, there's many possible factors. Sometimes it's entirely unknown. Sometimes, yes, there can be some genetics at play. Sometimes it has to do with a brain injury, really. And then there are times that people just don't know. You know, it is one of those we are continually looking for ways to explore and understand epilepsy, and that's part of that awareness, that's part of the research that goes into this.
Great. Let's discuss how research is being done, and I trust funds go toward research?
Actually, research is handled through our national organization. What we do more so, such as like through the stroll, really affects more on the local level to fund our programs and services. So research is something where we are highly encouraging, but that is really something that our national is spearheading. And actually, you can check out on our website at epilepsymichigan.org more details about the research that we are taking part of through our national organization.
Awesome. Well, let's keep it local. Let's keep it Michigan, epilepsymichigan.org to follow along. Tell me more about the mechanics of July 15th, the summer stroll.
Yeah, so as you had said, it's at the it's July 15th. It's at the John Ball Zoo. It's going to start at the Picnic Acre. It will start at 8:30 in the morning, so it'll be perfect, especially if it's a hot day. We're going to get ahead of the heat is the idea. And, you know, you're going to come in. You're going to see we have a lot of activities going on. We're going to have some breakfast snack. We'll have a live DJ. We're going to have some face painting. And then we have awards and prizes. There's a raffle. It's a really fun day. You're going to show up. We're going to have an opening ceremony. You're going to learn more about epilepsy. And you're going to hear from people who are dealing with the effects of epilepsy. And then you're going to enjoy a little nice little walk. Some of it's going to go through the zoo. And then you're going to meet us back. And we're going to give some awards to our best dressed teams, our highest fundraising individuals. So it's so much fun, and it's a great way to also meet other people who are in your community who are affected by epilepsy, and a chance, of course, to enjoy the John Ball Zoo, which is a great zoo also.
Yes. Tell me a little bit about how your teams work. This is important in raising both awareness. Yep.
Yeah. So first of all, you know, as I had mentioned the website before, I definitely recommend you go to our website, epilepsymichigan.org, and you're going to check out our summer stroll page. You would go on there, and you would register there. Now, you can register as a team, which is a great way for you to get your family, your coworkers, your friends to join your team, and that way you are raising even more funds. And really, it's a great chance for you to get people in your community, in your network, to support whoever it is in your family that is affected by epilepsy. Oftentimes, you know, people have said, this was so great for either me, you know, or my child to see that their family, you know, is championing, is a champion for them and has come together to support them. So we highly encourage teams, you know, if you have 25 members or more on your team, you're going to get a special team sign that you're going to see along the path. And our teams really do love that. So it's, we highly encourage teams, but at the same time, you know, people are like, you know what, I just want to show up, you know, especially if it's a first time. We encourage you to come too. You don't have to have a team. We encourage anybody to come and enjoy the stroll.
Great. And other programs and services, again, you provide on a statewide basis, including here in West Michigan?
Absolutely. So really what it comes down to, as I said, this stroll is a fundraiser. And what that goes to, excuse me, is the programs and services, such as we have a Here For You helpline. This is one of the easiest ways for you to get information while talking to somebody. You don't have to stop in our office. You can simply call our Here For You helpline. It's our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-377-6226. And you can call and speak to our nurse advocate or our education director and ask them questions about medication, about your treatment plan, about epilepsy, just about the path you're on. And they are a wealth of knowledge. Excuse me. So they can provide you some very valuable information and insight and help to direct you in terms of sometimes what people can often feel like is the unknown. So they provide a really good base of understanding and some guidance. Then we also, of course, have our Learn and Share conference calls. It's another opportunity to call in, and there will be topics that are designated every month, and you'll call in, and you'll hear from experts. And then afterwards, you're going to have an opportunity to talk to the experts and ask them questions right over the phone. So you could be at home in your pajamas, and you simply call in, and you get a chance to hear from these amazing experts that are from all over the state. We also have seizure first aid training. We have our epilepsy our wellness and epilepsy conference in November, which is experts from all over the country where they come to speak, and you can attend this conference. This is a one where you come, and it's in person, and you get to meet, once again, other people who are dealing with a lot of the same issues that you are and get a lot of questions answered. So those are just a little snippet of our programs and services.
Great. Well, a little snippet turns into big snippets when it comes to your good work. One more time, details for the 15th of July, please, Andrea.
Yes, yes, actually. And then also I'd love to do a little quick plug for our Paul New Memorial Golf Classic.
Well, sure.
Also, if that's all right. So we have also in the Grand Rapids area, we have our Paul New Memorial Golf Classic. That's taking place on Monday, June 26th, and it's at the Railside Golf Club in Byron Center. This is actually its 12th year, and it's held in memory of Paul, who is a man who had epilepsy and passed away 13 years ago. This is how his family honors him. And there's still opportunity to sign up to golf. The day includes 18 holes of golf with a cart. It's at the beautiful golf course. There's a barbecue dinner, goodie bag. So it's a wonderful opportunity, also another fundraiser. So that's coming up sooner. I wanted to make sure that, you know, we have that going on in the area as well. So, but, yeah, so that's going on. And then, of course, like I said, our Summer Stroll for Epilepsy, July 15th. John Ball Zoo, the registration fees for 12 and older are $25. For 3 to 11, it's $15. And 2 and under are free. So definitely find some way to connect with us, and you won't be sorry.
We find all this information how? One more time.
Yes, absolutely. It's on our website, www.epilepsymichigan.org. And, of course, you can call us at any time, 1-800-377-6226.
Andrea, take care. Keep doing what you do to raise funds and the team, the Epilepsy Foundation team right here in Michigan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you.